Okay, and then, Ian, there was a repeat that you just posted, gave me recently, but in the 3 weeks ago, about the end of time biblical prophecy right in front of our eyes.
Yes.
Was that an indirect confirmation about those four angry angels that you said that were buried under the rivers?
No comment.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, listen. Yeah, you can't come in like, you can't come in like that. I mean, here, I just ejaculated. Is that the pussy that I ejaculated in? Well, no comment. We're not going to confirm or deny that. It is what it is. Because that's past. That's the part that's past. So the answer is you got to come back beyond it. Yeah, you don't have to ask QAnon. You don't have to ask QAnon how that came out. It's really clear after a second. Yeah.
Okay. You're saying that's past. Does that mean that the Euphrates is already dried up?
It is. You can look it up on Google Maps, on Google Earth right now. It's like fleeting down to nothing. Some say it's already gone.
Well, there was a quick slide in that second one where it looked like it was already dried up. That's why I asked.
That's right. It is. But we don't want to make it to a bunch of a point. Because the shuttle and Fruit of the Loom are setting these quote-unquote realities. And see, that's what everybody's asking about, is that superfluous reality. You know Ryan, who's trying to get his dick wet? He's trying to get his dick wet. Well, that's a reality, that he ain't getting his dick wet right. And he says he is, but we know better, because goddamn, I mean, of all the things we know that. That's like too much magnesium. What the outcome of having too much magnesium is, we know how that turns out. You see what I mean? That's not a problem. So he's trying to get himself busy, and so that's a reality. That's not your reality, or that's not many other people's reality. It should be. Should be, but it's not that reality. So we're encouraging a different outcome. So they can enjoy or engage a different reality in this realm. You see?
Yeah. Okay, so, Ryan, next question.
So then Mr. He-Man the Barbarian can breed every day. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
That's referring to you, but we don't want to talk about you because you get all bashful or some fucking reason. We don't know. It's all right. You need a technique. You need to throw it. What we need to do is we need to take you a marble slab and sling that thing on that marble slab and show everybody so they'll shut the fuck up and they'll quit pontificating on your capacity.
Okay. Next question.
But don't put your crooks and nannies on the internet. Don't do that.
I'm gonna do that. Okay, Ian. There was a TikTok with some naval missile instructor claiming that there was no Earth curvature. I listened to it and...
There's not.
Okay, was that confirmation of that the Earth is flat and not round?
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Okay. The cone over the top of the Earth is spherical, but the Earth mass itself is not. We've done this to death. That's why you fly... If you get in America, go to Delta, get on an Atlanta airplane, and fly to, say, Hong Kong.
Right.
Where you just fly across and go straight to Hong Kong. And they say, no. It's much faster to go over the top of the Earth. They go over the fucking North Pole to fly. They go to Incheon, and they get some gas, stay in Hong Kong. Well, that don't make no goddamn sense. Well, what sense does that make? It's because it's flat.
Mm.
That's the point. And the actual travel patterns are that.
Mm-hmm.
The travel patterns are that. Because otherwise it makes no sense to fly that way. Zero. And so it's like, okay, that ain't saving fuel. Let's go around the world. Okay. Let's go east. We'll go east until we bump into the west. Yeah, that's the ticket. No, that's the long way around. Instead, they go over the top, what they call the top of the earth. It's because it's flat. But we've done that before.
Yeah,
you already know that.
Yeah,
even Madeline's worked that out now, big, and she's got that one. So you come on up.
Okay, Ian, the James Webb Space Telescope. Were there actual photos of the universe, or was that CGI?
No, there are, There are images of the universe. Whether or not that particular reference was CGI doesn't matter. There are pictures of it. And they're becoming more predominant, because then after a little bit, there's going to be a bunch of examples. That's the reason we say if they cheated and did it CGI, and then the rest of it shows up, then you won't know the difference. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fair. Did they have any help from aliens?
Yes. Of course they did. You can't focus that far, that long.
Right.
That it's like living with Rosanna. You have to have a good foundation and able to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Play that for her. That'd be nice. She'd like that.
Yeah.
Pansy Deutsch.
Yeah, Deutsch Brecken. Okay. Hey, Ian, there was a TikTok about the Confederate States, and,
What about it?
That was
Wait, you're saying words, but now let's catch everybody up, because there's some over lost. If y'all go to informationfarm.blogspot.com.
Everyone should.
That's not the right one.
Right.
That's not the right thing. It's Ion and Buck Bob. Is it? Babylon or Fuck Bob or some Bob thing. The Bob. Just put Bob.com. That'll probably do it. Anyway, you need to catch up, because there are references that Bert is making that should be listed on Ion and Bob.fuckyouusa. Is that right, Bert?
That's right. That's correct. But it's those TikToks are probably, you know, and slide 6 on his website, because it moves pretty quick. But these
we don't care. These motherfuckers ain't looking at it anyway. What do we care? It doesn't mean we just gave him a reference.
Thank you for that. Listen.
They think we're trying to build an audience. They think we're trying to be a fucking Joe Rogan. What they don't know is we already got the $200 million, and we don't need Joe Rogan. And we don't need to tell you anything, and we don't need to engage you at any level whatsoever. Just saying. And we want everybody's dreams to come true. We want everything to be appropriate. Just Bob's no longer going to finance it. That's the only difference. It's all good. That's Laura Trump. She'll tell you all about it.
Okay, Ian, I have two questions, because there were two TikToks. Was that information regarding the central bank's participation in the Civil War accurate? In that TikTok?
Don't talk about that.
All right. Okay, the other one. Is it a fact that there was a gentleman there? That's a fact that the South was fighting for the rights of states in the Civil War.
Of course.
I did not know that. That was enlightening.
That's why Victoria wanted the South to win. Of course.
Wow.
I mean, you got Abraham Lincoln owning slaves, trying to abolish slavery. What the fuck was that, man? How does that matter? That's the same goddamn thing that's happening right here, right now. When Dobbs versus Mississippi, or the person in the Sims in Mississippi, that now makes abortion rights go back to the state. That's what it should have been to start with. That's why we said it's a convention of states. That's why we said that's how it goes. That's why we said, we already said that. Bob says, quit babbling on.
Okay.
Quit bragging. Quit bragging. Quit bragging.
Hey, Bert, why did Queen, why was Queen Victoria, did he give a new angle on Queen Victoria's anti-Lincoln?
Yeah, because she was one of the South.
Queen Victoria supported the CSA, Confederate
States of
America.
I know. And Bert, what was the reason?
Because the South was fighting for the rights of states. That was her position.
She was correct.
She was correct. And if you say Mary of Tech one more time, we're going to beep.
Don't say Mary of Tech, Bert.
Oh, wow. Okay, there was a question on that, but I'll drop that then. Okay.
Well, we already know. We already know. We already know.
Okay, I
know. No. That's a good one if you know how to ask it.
Okay,
make sure you know how to ask it if you ask it.
Okay, well, I'll take my shot on it without even looking at it because
it's pretty bad. All right.
Okay.
All right.
It was a comparison of Queen Mary. Seems like she was signaling the crowd to do something.
No. You got to go back to who was Mary of Tech. You got to go back to there. If you don't get to there, your question is good, but it won't make any sense.
I think I asked that my private session, Bert, so that'll be on this weekend. I asked about that wave.
So ask your next thing and develop that when Bob lets all the other vagabonds burn up out of the time and it's on a 2-hour show and it's quitting time. We made him start earlier. Derek Garland's gonna be running the show at this rate. He's gonna take over from Bob.
Okay.
And Bob goes through the wall.
Okay, there was two TikToks from a lady about are you ready for the next phase of ascension? But she made some reference about a planetary alignment and Schumann resonance. So my question is, did the planetary alignment on June 24th have effect on the Schumann resonance?
It has even now. It stopped the shuttle and the fruit of the loom.
Stopped the shuttle and the fruit of the loom.
Remember that? That
now
was the whole topic about the world,
right,
the interplay of the worlds.
Yeah, and that's what you're seeing right now is that they're pushing. Okay, here we're going to add. Okay, thank God we got climate change under control. We're going to have 86,000 new IRS agents to take care of those goddamn 12 rich people. There's 12 rich people in the world, so we're going to hire 86,000 IRS workers to take the tax reports of 8 people. And that don't work out right, does it? That even made Drudge, Bob. Hey, Bob, that even made Drudge. You should read that.
Is that right?
Drudge.
Okay.
Yeah, that even made Drudge.
Yeah, not many people have money anymore, Bert.
Yeah, is that why they're turning all those IRS agents loose?
Yeah, they got no one to work on. They only got 8 people to examine.
Right. Well, for the people who've got money, that's right.
Yeah. I tell you, we're one of them. We're at the top of the list, but they're trying to get into our books.
Bob, just calm down. You know, you got the biggest bush in the world. But they don't care about the bush. They want some girth underneath that bush. But you just keep bragging about the bush. Somebody's going to want to see it, and they'll look at it, and that'll be fine. But that ain't what Bert's talking about. Bert's talking about going deep. He's talking about, no, it's a different conversation. Go ahead, Bert, baby.
Okay, there was another TikTok. We had a discussion about the Fibonacci sequence, but there was a TikTok about the coordination between the Fibonacci sequence and Bedford's law. Has that always been that way, or was that due to July 5th CERN?
No. Just read the formula. Read the formula. You know what that means?
Did you say reap the formula?
R-E-I-T. Reap. R-E-I-T. What does that mean? Real Estate Investment Trust.
Did you say Bedford's Law, Bert?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ion just threw a curveball. Real Estate Investment Trust, Ion.
Read
that. That's more Bob. That's Bob Dolly, Bert. That's not your bailiwick.
So. You take your words and spin them in a REIT. And then we'll be having a different conversation, because not only will you not have.
I used to work.
We know. Calm down, you think. We think, hell, that dick got hard before, Bob. It's the resurrection. It's the resurrection of Bertrand. He's got another hard
on. Read on.
It's the resurrection of Bertrand. We like that. That's nice.
Read on.
Hey, we'll get you some bacon grease or some tala. Boy, you can go to town. You don't know how to act.
That's a smooth curveball. Yeah. There, I'll have to re-listen to that. I mean, damn, that's many moons ago.
That's the point.
Was that R-I-E or R-E-I?
R-E-I, Real Estate Investment Trust.
REIT, right. Okay, damn, I haven't heard that in many moons. Okay. Ion, this is something you just brought up. And this is like a headline. Is this Earth spinning faster? That was in a TikTok I just got yesterday.
It's not spinning. It's not spinning faster. It's turning faster.
Turning, okay, but then that goes into, okay, how is it turning faster if it's flat, man?
Well, because it spins. It's on like a turntable. That's how you get the sun. That's how you get the moon.
Okay, yes, I remember that. Okay.
So does that affect the timing of events, Ion?
There's no time, Bobby.
Timing. Does that affect the timing of events?
No. Because at that stage, that's the part that is. You look outside, the sun is shining. It is. You don't know what time it is, but the sun is shining. So the sun shining doesn't have any effect of the reference of what you consider daylight or nighttime or evening. It doesn't have anything to do with it, because if you're having a conversation and you're talking to us, you're going to have to go shut the windows. Oh, shut the windows. They're listening. Go shut the windows. You got nothing to do with day or night.
Well, you said in passing recently, one little short sentence, you said predicted events seem closer than they are because of speed-up effect.
Predicted is not what we're talking about here. You're not predicting.
Okay, events seem closer than they are. Events seem closer than they are because of speed-up. So your timing of what you say is happening can be off.
Oh, we'll give you that. We don't care. We don't care. See, we still get really hard, so it's okay, Bob. We can take it like a man. It's all right with that.
Okay, back to you, Bert.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, Ion, there's another TikTok that was pretty burning. It was one that highlighted Revelation.
Bob, check the chat. Go ahead,
okay,
Bert.
There was a TikTok that was outlining Revelation 17:4, but then there was also... There was a Nostradamus statement that was in there, and I did a Google or of the net, and they said he didn't say that. So my question is, did Nostradamus say a plague shall fall upon the world after a feeble man shall rule the Western world with Jezebel? The people will be damaged and subjugated by a fool ruler. The great eagle shall suffer and fall. Did Nostradamus write that?
Yes.
Ah, ha. That's good. That's a good one. Okay, and another one, but the TikTok disappeared, and you couldn't save it, about something really big happening in Utah. Did something big occur in Utah? Can you speak on that?
Hey, Bob, help.
No, you can't speak on that.
No. Listen, no, Bob. Here we go. Hey, Bob. Yeah, Bert, there's been unprecedented flooding.
The tunnels.
So the tunnels go from Utah, so that was what they found, that lady?
They're being washed.
okay, but 3 weeks ago, a lady said that they found something big. And was that what she was noting, that there were tunnels found in Utah? That's what she was noting? Move along, leave it go.
Did you say Revelation 17:3? Is that what you said?
Revelation 17:4. And a woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and
pearls. Go up one. Go up one. Go to three.
Okay, let me go to that. I had that verse. Okay. Revelation 17. Three. Okay, so he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-covered beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Okay, that's...
Yeah. Now you can do the next one. Now you can do the next one.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness in her fornications.
Damn. Sounds like fun, don't it?
Yeah, that's what's going on now. Yeah.
It is. And everybody else is getting shot. And everybody else is getting shot in the face. Yeah, you go in the store with the AK-47 and a 100-year-old man behind the window takes a 20-gauge shotgun and shoots you in the face. And nobody goes to jail. Pretty fun, isn't it? Does that sound familiar?
Yes, that sounds very familiar. Yes, that's what's going on.